Monday evening vibes are on here on Subrush Radio, and you know what? I'm so excited. I think it's been ages since I've been this excited to have a star guest on my show, all right? I'm talking about someone who has won hearts around the world, right? When I say he's won global hearts, that's not an overstatement whatsoever, right? Because there's a lot of fans for him around the world, especially in the UK, right? As you know, I was rooting for this guy. He came second in Big Boss 13 on Saturday night. It is none other than Asim Riaz who joins me live on the radio. Asim, really good to connect with you. How you doing, buddy?
What's happening, man? I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good as well. Asim, I mean, has it kind of sunk in? The fact that Big Boss is finished, the kind of love you're getting around the world. I mean, how are you feeling at the moment?
Man, it's a blessing, bro. Man, I gave my best and I was just the way I was, you know. So, you know, people love the way it is and being real and everything was, you know, falling in place for me, man, you know. But people were just putting me down in the show, man, you know, with my personal life, the way I walk and talk and everything, you know. But I got everything in control, man. And like you told me, like you said, that, you know, I have 1 million of hearts, man. So I appreciate it and I feel just blessed.
Do you know what? There was a lot of fans that had already said, like, earlier on in the program that you weren't going to win the show because a lot of things, how things are with colours, whatever, or whatever the kind of setup is of the show. But to kind of have the kind of love and the appreciation from the fans around the world is, I think, more than anyone can ask for. So you, I tell you now, are going to be going on to some massive things, all right? And I wish you all the best with luck with that. You know, seriously, Asim, you're going to be doing some massive, massive things. You're going to tell me, Asim, though, how are you feeling at the moment, though, because I know you're getting, you know, so kind of overwhelmed with press interviews, etc., etc. But how is the kind of feeling at the moment?
Feeling like I said, man, I'm just very positive about my future, man. And I've always had this attitude of, you know, having a bright future, and I've been always working hard. Right now, I'm just numb also at the same time because I've just spent 5 months in that house, and I have all those, you know, things coming in front of my eyes that, oh, this happened, you know, and I'm actually watching people who were saying shit about me, man, you know, and I'm like, oh, really, man, oh, really, but, you know, like I said, man, that I've proved everybody wrong. They said something, I've accepted something, but I've proved them wrong because they have been bullying me, they have been putting me down every day, man. You know, you guys watch 1.5 hours and all, you know what I'm saying? But I live those 24 hours every day, man, you know. So with that being said, man, it was hard, but I learned a lot of stuff, bro. You know, the value of everything you learn in that house, I believe.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you know, I fell in love with Himanshi, man, and that was something else, you know. So my life changed, you know. So everything is beautiful, bro. Beautiful feeling right now.
So when you came out of the house, obviously we saw the reunion with you and Himanshi. How much time have you guys got to spend together? And have you had a chat, obviously, about your relationship and your future?
She is with me right now, brother. You know what I'm saying? So everything is good, bro. We had a lovely Valentine, man, because we got to celebrate in the Big Boss house where we actually met, and we had a beautiful dance performance, man, and you know it's out and you guys can watch
it.
So man, it was a blessing. Everything is a blessing, man, and it's just because of my audience, you know, the way they've supported me, you know, because I strongly believe that, you know, that my audience empathize with me because I show this emotion, good or bad, raw, uncut, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I mean, here it is, man. You talking, I'm talking to you, man. And we're doing something, man. I'm doing something.
I do. There's a lot of girls out there that can be jealous of the fact that Himanshi is right next to you at the moment. They probably want to spend time with you as well. Because the amount of girls are going completely crazy over you and your stint in Big Boss.
Girls are getting crazy over me. I'm getting crazy over Himanshi. You know, it's just the way it is, bro. Accept it.
Okay, so what's going to be happening in terms of future work? Because we're going to come to some of the questions that are coming from fans, but have you had a minute to even think about what you're going to be doing in terms of future, you know, projects?
Bro, I mean, we both are very young, and it's a blessing that we both are very successful in our career. So we're just more focusing on career. We are in a relationship. We love each other. It's more growing now in life, in in your careers and just supporting each other, man. And future is bright, bro. You know, whenever we feel like taking to next step, we're going to take it. Mm-hmm. We are not thinking another question about, like, should we or should we not. Yeah. So right now, it's everything is positive, and I see a bright future, and I just keep working hard, and she's with me, and I'm with her.
Mm-hmm. And you've had these 4 months in the Big Boss house. So have you thought about having a holiday, taking some time out from everything that's been going on?
Man, even these guys have given me a, you know, Dubai holiday, mm-hmm. Big Boss. But man, I have this disciplined life before, and I'm gonna do the same thing after. Holidays for me, I should actually just to, you know, relief and relax, you get relaxed and everything. But right now, you know, the hangover of those 140 days,
yeah.
It's just that I'm not able to decide or think. It's just that thing is just keep coming back to me, back and forth and shit. Huh. So with that being said, man, so holiday for sure, but I more want to meet my fans rather than just taking my time out and, you know, just a sec. So taking my time out and everything. And I want to go and thank people, yeah, who have supported me, even whatever feeling I have in my bedroom. But I want to just go out and meet all the people. So I'm just going to be more doing my work and, you know, get start doing events in another 2 days and go meet fans all over the world, uh-huh, and appreciate and just thank them every time.
Yeah. But Asim, have you had time to, yeah, see the kind of frenzy that there was when you were in the Big Boss house, the kind of hashtags, the trends that went completely ballistic, and the love and support you got from John Cena? I mean, there's so many other, of course, we know about Roach Killer as well, UK-based Roach Killer, singer, of course, producer.
Yeah, yes,
so
yes,
we talk,
yes,
about,
yes,
him,
yes,
as well. So
yeah, I was supposed to call him today to say thank you, but I got to do that tomorrow because I had a busy, busy day. So yeah, like I said, man, it has been a beautiful journey, but it has been a blessing the way people showed love to me from UK, USA, you know, like you told me, just John Cena, we've got Bohemia, man, and, you know, it's pure feeling, man. I mean, I'm very feeling blessed.
Mm-hmm. So after you finished on Saturday outside the Big Boss house, after they finished all the formalities, what was the first thing that you did when you got home?
I just came and I did like, and I just did this, and I was like, dude, what just happened? I had a chat with myself in the mirror, and I'm like, dude, you did it. But because I've been working hard, man, and I'm sure everybody's working hard, but I just got my thing after 10 years, man, and I just keep going to be moving forward with that good attitude, positive attitude, and just, you know, respect work and keep moving forward, man.
Yeah. I mean, when you first entered the Big Boss house, we saw, obviously, there was this Salman Khan, you know, having a joke and laugh with you, with your accent that was happening from the start.
Yes.
Which was so sweet.
Yes.
I mean, it was nice of him to do that. But from then to where you are now, did you ever think that you were going to reach this kind of time of your, you know, of the series? I mean, to finish in second place?
My man, you know, I've always had this very positive, and, you know, the attitude of mine has been always, like, moving forward in my life. You know, I've always been that guy who's have this desire for anything is coming in my life, you know, the opportunities and everything. And I come from a very, very small place, man, small city, you know, small dreams and everything. But I was the one who was dreaming really big. So with that being said, man, accent and everything, it is more I've, you know, when I moved to Mumbai, so I really didn't knew actually how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
When I started talking, and then people were like, okay, now we can't take anything bad out of it, but okay, his accent. So, and I've lived in Cape Town and everything, and worked with, you know, a lot of people who are like local people over there. So, you know, I've been a learner in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been learning, and this thing turned out to be like that. And so it was just, you know, mm-hmm, trying to joke and everything, but that's fine. He's cute. And I never lose hope, man. And when I entered the house, I had this thing that I want to win, to mm-hmm be honest. But I wasn't talking like everybody was talking. You know what? I'm here to win.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So people talk a lot. What I do is I do it, then I say I did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how it is. That's how it is with me, you know, in my life. So that's how, what's up, man.
It's, yeah, great. I mean, we saw the clips from the beginning of you, when you first started, to where you are now. Just see the kind of journey was incredible. So that's why,
right,
Asim, you got so many fans, because they've seen that kind of journey, and to see where you were at, to where you were, to where you are now. By the way, we've got to talk about Siddharth. I mean, we also heard on this Saturday that you had hugged it out with him, that things are fine now between you guys. Are they really fine?
Right.
You guys all right?
Man, I mean, from last week, man, you know, everything was just, you know, even from the team there, you know, the things were happening in the house were really calm and positive and everything. So we were just having a conversation. We were just, you know, so conversation and, you know, there was nothing to fight about. And actually, before the finale, we were actually laughing, you know, with the crew. The crew was also there. The cameras were off and everything. And we were just talking like, dude, we had a really hard time, you know. We've been just bullshitting a lot, man. And we've been saying a lot of bullshit to each other and everything. And we were just, you know, having a laugh about it. Like, dude, you know, because the situation, you know, that situation is like that. You can't just ignore things in that house, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to face it. You need to answer it. And these guys and whosoever, like, for them, it's me, and for me, it's them. So you got to keep passing them, and they got to be keep, you know, telling you shit, and you got to, you know, listen that, and then you're like, dude, I got to sit there and answer these, you know, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was more action reaction. It's more the heat of the moment, you know, because you can't just leave that house. You know, in the real life, you're just out, and you're like, okay, shit, I don't want to talk to this guy, man, you know? So you just ignore and pass. You just go, and you just leave, man.
Yeah.
But in that house, you cannot do that. So you got to be there. You got to fight. And, you know, like I said, like you told me, you're a fighter and everything. So, you know, I accept it.
Okay. I'll say before I go any further, please do not swear, because you know what? We're live on the radio. So we've got to be really careful with the language. So
all right. Cool,
apologies to anyone who's listening and thinking, oh, bapre. So Asim, are you guys going to be, so back to you and Siddharth, are you guys going to be hanging out together, or are you guys going to just do your separate thing? Are you guys going to be the best of buddies like you were initially?
What I think is, right now we had a nice bond, and we did not have a nice bond also at the same time. So I think right now we are more with me. It's more I'm focused on my career. I wish him all the best. I wish him all the best, and that's it. So if we meet nicely, hi, hello, and everything, and you know, and that's it. Nothing, you know. There's no postal, and there's no that negative, and there's nothing that I want to show this guy. I want to do that. There's nothing like that. We are out and we are in the real world, and we are facing beautiful things, and I wish him all the best for his career.
And besides Siddharth, if there was someone else in the Big Boss house that you may not want to see so much of, who else would that one person be?
His buddy, man. In the sense, like, if I meet anybody from Big Boss house, I mean, outside in this world, I would, you know, just say hello, hi, and, you know, how's it going and everything. So it's not really hub. I mean, Rashmi is a really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But I can't be friends with every contestant, like, you know, like buddies and everything. But if I meet everybody somewhere at a party and everything, man, everything is cool. Everything is chill because we're out. So we've done our thing, and, you know, we have gone through all those stuff, and nobody keeps those grudges in that house. I think that I'm not that guy who has a lot of stuff inside the heart. So I let go and I forgive, and I've done that. So like I said, if I meet anybody, everything is nice, and you know, and I wish everybody all the best.
Nice. Let's also talk about Shehnaz, and we need to talk about Paris, because they've got this program Mote Shadi Karoge, which is starting on Colors today. Would you like it that you and Himanshi were also part of a show like that? A Shadi Wala show?
Firstly, I want to congratulate Shehnaz for the show. Me and Himanshi, there's must be a rumor, but I don't think so. There's nothing, you know, anything like that. But we will work together, you know. Not for now. We have something coming up very, very soon. But with that show, that show we were not gonna do. It's Paris and Sana only.
Asim, let's go to some of the questions that are coming in from the fans. All right, there's a few questions that I want to kind of let's just kind of put some rumors to rest. One is to do with plans of you doing Student of the Year 3. Have you been approached by any filmmaker, Karan Johar, for instance, for that movie?
I'm out since three, four days, man, and 4 days, and I've just heard a lot of stuff, man. That even Karan Johar and there's another director, people are tweeting and they're posting. So I still don't know what is the real thing happening, to be honest, man. I'm just getting out of that zone of mine, you know, and I just want to be comfortable. And anything coming in my way, bro, so I'm going to be taking, you know, especially the movies. So, yeah, man, I need to find it out for real, you know. Even the Fast and the Furious people welcomed me on their Twitter account, you know, so I really want to know what's really happening, and, you know, I look forward for all these big opportunities, because this is a dream coming true, man. Yeah. You know.
So if you were to take a movie on, what kind of a genre would you would it be? Would it be an action one? Would it be a comedy, romantic? I mean, kya karenge?
Action and romance, bro. That's my thing.
And there's also a question here about your routine. Tell me about your routine. After you finish a show, have you been waking up to alarm in the morning thinking this is Big Boss's house? Or, you know, after you've obviously finished now the show, what kind of things are you kind of getting used to back into real life?
I don't really have that, you know, when I wake up, everything is normal. It's just those, you know, thoughts coming in my mind about what really happened. And you know, the response actually from audience, the love I've been getting. So I'm just so overwhelmed, and I'm feeling so positive and so happy every day when I get up, you know. So with that being said, so everything is nice, and I just wake up and I just, you know, chat with my friends, and, you know, with I go live, you know, to talk to my fans and, you know, say thank you and do my thing, do my workout and everything, eat and, you know, crash.
Mm-hmm. Have you, you know, since you've been out at the Big Boss house, have you heard any kind of rumors about you that you think, oh, Bob, I need to kind of put this rumor to put to rest because it's completely wrong?
Man, there's not even one rumor. There's so many rumors, and it's not about rooming. It's about their point of views. You know what I mean? There are 20 people, 15 people. Everybody's keeping their point, you know, and somebody can be with me and cannot be with me, you know. So people say a lot of stuff, which I hear, and, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't want to respond to this because it's really not happening, because they want me to, you know. It's, for me, it's called poking, you know. So not really, man. You know, it's just a point of view, and I don't mind anything, man. People say it's their mouth. They show their personality and all, man, so I'm cool.
Do you know, there's a question from Ava who wants to know, what strategy did you use when you're doing the clock task? Because you did really well in that one. And how did you nail that task so amazingly? Because it was 17 minutes, wasn't it? 17 minutes, 46 seconds that you survived?
Yes.
What were you thinking about?
Yeah, man, my calculation, man. So it was more that I was, you know, I used my hands with that 17, I was counting 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I counted 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, when I finished 17 minutes, and I gave like 20 seconds pause, just in case if I'm on 16 minutes and 59, or 16 minutes, 58, or 17, somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I gave that 40 seconds, and that was it, man. I was the only guy who stopped on 17 minutes, and I was like, yo, man, I did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Even I was surprised as well. I was like, you know, you got it spot on there, which is fantastic.
I also
want to ask you, because there's obviously the rapping side we've seen you do as well. We know the fitness side is amazing for you as well. Is that a career that you would like to kind of pursue, or is it more films and acting?
Man, I love music, bro, to be honest. You know, I've been inspired by Tupac, Bohemia, you know. So, I mean, that is my, you know, the way I love workout. It's the same way I love music, but the same way I love acting, and the same way I love modeling. So I'm just, you know, I think I'm very talented to do all this, and I've done this, and I'm going to be doing it. So, yes, I have this track, which Bohemia, you know, the guy was so nice to, you know, I told him, you know, I'm asking a little more, but if you can give me music for my first track, Built in Pain. And he was like, yo, man, it's done. It's done. So, and, you know, these guys, I've been, you know, I've been inspired by, I've been listening to them every day, man, from past 8-9 years, and they just called me, and a video called me, you know, he had a word with my father. So I was just feeling so blessed, and I was like, yo, man, I'm doing something in my life, man, you know. So I'm going to be doing everything, bro. I'm going to be doing everything. I'm going to be doing music. I'm going to be doing acting. I'm going to be doing action, man. I'm going to be doing romance, everything, man. You know, life is one, and you just get it once, and you just give the best and use the best.
I agree. Take it all. Take it all. You've got loads of talent.
Take it all, man. Take it all and go. And when you go, let people feel it. Oh, shit, man. Somebody. I'm sorry. Yeah. Let somebody feel it. Yeah.
Azim, who's there? Is that someone rang the bell? Is someone there?
I'm in the hotel room. Okay, so okay. I called for tea, man. Yeah.
Tea, gotcha. Yeah. Also, question. Aarti, she said something to you in the middle of your interview after the finale. What was that thing that she tell you? Did she tell you something that the viewers kind of spotted that Aarti had said something to you in the interview, in the middle of your interview after the finale? What happened? Did she say anything to you?
No, she told me that I'm really happy for you, and I knew you will. Somewhere that I thought that you're going to win, but it's okay, you're first runner-up, and that's huge. The response she also saw for me, you know, and she was like, I'm so happy for you, all the best. And I was like, all the best, you know, Aarti. And because we were very good friends in the show. And that's what's up, man. Yeah.
Okay. So we also know about Vishal, because Vishal supported you a lot in the house and also outside the house as well. So Vishal and Rashmi are the two you definitely will be keeping in touch with after Big Boss now?
Yes, yes. Vishal and Rashmi. Even Abu called me up, and we are supposed to meet somewhere at the end of this week. So, I mean, because Abu Malik, me and Siddharth were three buddies in the house in the first, you know, month, and we had a ball, man, you know. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, so I'm going to be in touch with Abu, Rashmi, Vishal. Thank you, Vishal, for supporting me in and out. So, I mean, yeah, looking forward. Yeah.
Ask a quick question about most memorable moment. I mean, there's been so many moments from those 4 months that you spent in the house. But what was the one that kind of stood out for you?
When Himanshi came back and I hugged her outside the confession room.
Oh.
That was it, man. Okay. You know, that was it. I was like, yo, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to know now, what's going to be happening for you after this? I mean, so this week is a new week for you. What's going to be, imminently, what's going to be happening for you in the life of Aasim Riaz?
Aasim Riaz's life this week is going to be going out and meeting my fans and, you know, and thanking for all the support. And going to be doing some events and probably, you know, going to record my track and send it to Bohemia, you know, and that's a very big deal if I'm going to finish that this week and I want to do it. And then, yeah, I got to spend some time with Himanshi and my family, you know, because she's going to be busy too and she's traveling too. So, yeah, pretty busy week already, man. I feel the vibe.
Oh. Aasim, before you go, there's one question that even I wanted to know as well about Salman Khan. You know, in the Weekend Gavar episode, I think it was a couple of times that, you know, he was a bit kind of harsh with you in the way he dealt with certain situations. I mean, how did you kind of deal with that? And did it kind of affect you, like, kind of mentally after?
Not really, you know, because he knows the best for us, you know what I'm saying? And he's my idol, so whatever he tells me and I have to listen, I listen to my heart and I work on it, you know. So, I mean, whatever Salman sir has told us, you know, it's just good for us. So, so I haven't felt anything mentally after that. It's just, you know, it's just the way the situation is and he saw the situation and he told us. So I think everything is fine and it's okay, man. It's okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You were number 4 on my TV personality chart, by the way, in December. So I'm happy to have you here. And Aasim,
on number 4?
Number 4 TV personality 2019. So you had so much love and appreciation. And I think you're still kind of embracing it with the amount that's going on. Aasim, before you go, I want to ask you, London plans. Anytime you're coming to London?
Yo, man, I want to come to London and have my brother. You know, I was going to move to UK, man. I was leaving on Sunday, go to Jammu. I got to do that IELTS course, you know, and I had to get the visa because I have my cousin in London and in UK. So he was supposed to send me the invitation letter and everything, and I was going to do something over there. And Friday, I was inside the Big Boss house. So for sure, I have a UK plan. And whenever I'm there, you know, I'm going to let you know and we're going to meet in person and, you know, talk.
We definitely will do, Aasim. And I just want to say, there's a couple of your fans here in the UK that I've been sending so much love to you. Shilpa is one of them. There's also Mona, who's been messaging me as well, who's a massive fan of yours. And there's Saru, there's Kiran. There's so many people that I've been sending you lots of love,
all right? I appreciate your love, guys. Thank you so much.
Aasim, what's the final message you'd like? Before you have your cup of tea, tell me what you're going to say to all the fans that are listening at the moment.
Guys, I love you so much. Thank you for all the support and keep supporting me. And I got to keep rocking the way I've been rocking in the house, outside. And going to be bringing up a lot of tracks and new, you know, somewhere in some films. And you got to give my best, man. And thank you so much again for it. I appreciate it. Your love and support. Thank you.
Aasim, all I'm going to say is stay grounded as you are, because you'll go a long, long way, I tell you now. And also, the amount of love that you're getting from fans around the world, I tell you now, that is just unprecedented. So just lap it up. Enjoy the moment.
Right, man. Thank you so much. You too, man. Take it easy.
I'm going to leave you with this track, all right? Champ Champ, all right? I'm going to leave this with Roger Killer here on Subrush Radio. You enjoy
champ,
your
champ,
evening,
bro.
And I'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cool. Yo, he's a champ. Yo, yo, gharwale keep poking me, mere competition mere liye.
awesome. Mummy papa re ask naam ki ye roshan. 15 million tweets, no promotion. He's a champ, champ, champ. He's a champ, champ, champ. One man army like Gotham.
Look at this exclusive here on Summerish Radio. Asim Riaz from Big Boss at 13. Oh man, it's so good to talk to him, man. There's so much going on with it. I mean, where does he start? Oh, I think he's overwhelmed with all that that's going on. Anyway, if you missed that interview with Asim Riaz, you can listen back to it at SummerishRadio.com and also download the Summerish Radio mobile app. I think the app just crashed, by the way. So there's so many of you that have been trying to listen to it. That will be available on Listen Back at SummerishRadio.com and the mobile app after 6 p.m. today. Right, it is 5:12. I've got some more of your favourite tracks on the way for you in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Drive Time is sponsored by Fusic, a place for all your celebration with full decor, free DJ and free venue with unlimited buffet available from $12.99 per person. Open Monday to Saturday. Fusic, 117 Frisbee Road, Leicester. Call 0116 429 1971.